Superior Court Judge Aaron Marston's ruling found that recall petitioners seeking to oust the three council members correctly followed the process. Elected officials in Alaska are able to be recalled for misconduct in office, incompetence, or failure to perform their duties. Attorney Tom Amodio has defended targets of recall efforts, including former State Senator Scott Ogan. Amodio explained that courts, much like Marston's ruling, typically don't dive into the facts of the stated grounds for a recall.
They allege that I did something that I didn't do. And the court says, no, we don't really look at the facts. We don't dig into it. That's not our job. That's the voters' job. They have to determine who to believe. Both sides are given a chance in the recall, in the electoral process, to give a statement.
The ACLU sued the city over City Clerk Joe Johnson's certification of the three petitions, arguing it infringed on the council members' right to freedom of speech. Petitioners claim that by crafting and sponsoring separate resolutions on the Dakota Access Pipeline and inclusivity, council members engaged in political activity and violated their oath of office. They also say irreparable economic harm was inflicted on the city after a draft of the inclusivity resolution was shared on social media. Judge Marston says Johnson was correct to certify the petitions and let voters weigh the merits of the claims. He says Johnson's only role was to decide if the allegations would be grounds for recall, if found true. All three council members had one word for Marston's ruling: disappointing.
He has now opened it up so that, you know, anyone can basically do a recall for any reason.
Councilmember Lewis's term is up in October, and he says he's not running for election if he survives the recall.
I had never planned. After 9 years, it's more than enough.
Councilmember Reynolds' term is also up in October, and she says the recall effort has been exhausting. She says it has convinced her to take a year off before running for office again. Atterhold's term is up next year, and she says it's too early to know if this will affect her decision to run. But she says the recall process should be cause for concern.
It gives me concern about the integrity of our election process when a recall can be brought forth when elected officials are doing their jobs.
The ACLU is still deciding whether to appeal the case. Lewis and Atterhold are weighing that option. Reynolds says she will not take part in an appeal.
Time and energy right now is probably better devoted to pushing back against the recall itself and devoting the next little bit of time to working towards that election.
Pro-recall group and political action committee, Heartbeat of Homer, intervened in the case. Spokeswoman Sarah Vance says the group will stay active leading up to the special election. The recall election is scheduled for June 13th. If all three members are recalled, the council would be one member shy of a quorum. The council would have to appoint someone to one vacant seat within 7 days of the election's certification. Community members would be able to apply for remaining spots on the panel. Those seats would need to be filled by July 19th. For KBBI News, I'm Aaron Bolton.